This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to ENN on the K Show on this Thursday, June 3rd. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Ebro should just stay in his lane.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
I have a Texas wiener.
Now, Michael, you know what we have not discussed?
What's that?
That we're seeing each other on Monday.
I know. I'm excited.
Can you believe it?
I can believe it. The world is pretty close to normal right now.
I know. It's wild. I mean, Don is going to be so far away, he'll have to leave on sometime Sunday, but still. Can't wait.
Yeah, Don, are you taking a flight to the golf tournament?
Where is this again?
It's
way up in the middle of Connecticut. I'd say it's a good 2.5 hours for you in the car.
I do like driving a lot.
Okay.
And it's not like I've driven much in the last 15 months.
You know, it's a good point. It's a good point.
Download some songs to my iPad.
iPad.
Tunes, have the hair flowing.
Maybe get to listen to my album all the way through.
I would do that.
Do you have a streaming service, Don?
No.
Yeah, it's called Urinace.
That's the only streaming service he has, the bladder.
Yeah. Yeah, a little more than usual, I got to be honest.
Oh, you know, it's going to get worse, my friends. Buckle up.
All right, guys.
Hey, Yankees. By the way, congratulations to Daniel Klein from Far Rockaway. Unlike me and Peter, he's going to the Nets Bucks this Saturday.
Wow.
In Brooklyn.
Enjoy yourself,
Daniel. And we have Islander and Net tickets tomorrow to give away.
Wow.
We're your destination station for ducats.
Wow, that was something. Not such a great performance from the New York Yankees today, Michael. If I do say so myself.
Oh, please do.
Gerrit Cole was ordinary, to say the least.
Yep.
Aaron Judge, 1-for-4. Offense never got going at all. No one had more. Actually, no, I take that back. Brett Gardner had 2 hits. He was 2-for-3. And actually, after the game, Gardy spoke about facing the Red Sox this weekend.
Having him back in the dugout obviously makes me want to beat them more. I mean, listen, we don't like those guys. They don't like us. I don't want to get too far ahead of the Rays. Obviously, we got one more game before we get to the Red Sox this weekend. But, we haven't seen much of them this year, so it'll be interesting to have them come into town and, obviously look forward to those games, whether they're here in the Bronx or up at Fenway. You know, a lot of energy and having fans back in the stands this year will be fun. So, it'll be a good matchup, and, look forward to hopefully playing well against them.
Obviously,
and the guy he's talking about back in the dugout is Alex Cora.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he's Alex Cora back in the dugout, and of course that was before today's horrific and offensive loss.
I won't let anybody say anything bad about Alex Cora, by the way. I won't let it.
You won't?
No, because when I had my throat surgery, out of the blue, a direct message on Twitter from Alex Cora, saying prayers, hope that everything goes well. He doesn't know me that well. A lot of people I know really well didn't even acknowledge it. Red Sox manager, he did. Big league.
Good guy.
Very good guy.
Well, Aaron Boone feels the same way as you, Michael.
He likes Alex Cora, right?
Loves him. Best friends.
Aaron Boone also texted me that I should get better.
See?
But any other? You would expect that, but.
What about Joe Buckwalter?
Of course.
So a lot of people reached out, is what you're saying.
No. A lot of people didn't.
But
a lot of people did. I'm not going to sit here and list the names that know who they are, and they are now forever embedded on the laminated list.
Why are you afraid of good radio?
I haven't been for 20 years. Why would I be now?
Did Costas reach out?
Stop it. I'm not going to do this.
Wow,
yes, he did. He filled in for me. Of course he did.
Guess you're right about that. How about Mike Breen?
You know what? Stop it.
I
went to Mike Breen's house.
Wow. Did Al
Spent
Leiter?
A day with him.
Al Leiter forget?
Stop it. Just go on with ENN.
Paul O'Neill.
Yeah, I need to know. I think I know.
I bet.
I'm not going to really irritate Michael.
Just glad I'm speaking again.
That's true.
Aren't we all? You know who else is speaking?
Who?
Coach K. He opened
not Mike
up.
Mike K.
Yeah, different K. He opened up about his impending retirement.
this is not about health. Mickey and I, whether we look like she does, whether I look healthy, I am. It's not about COVID or saying, boy, that year was so bad. I don't want, it's not about that. It's certainly not about what's going on with college basketball, where, boy, the game's changing. All right, I've been in it for 46 years. You mean the game's never changed? In the progression of the game, we have always had to adapt to the changes in culture, the changes in rules, the changes in the world. We're going through one right now. That's not the reason. Those aren't the reasons. Those would be bad reasons, especially the health one.
So why is
it just time to go, right?
Well, let's ask him. Why are you retiring, Coach K?
The reason we're doing this is because Mickey and I have decided the journey's going to be over in a year. And we're going to go after it as hard as we possibly can. And then we'll be a part of Duke's continuing journey, like President Price said, for as long as we're around.
So he didn't give an answer.
Choked up there?
Yeah, a little choked up, but he also gave no answer. And it's fine. Do whatever you want. But his answer there essentially was the reason this is ending is because we decided it's ending.
Right. Well, when you're 75, you know, people don't go on forever.
No, it makes sense. And, I mean, he made this decision well in advance of the season so we can have a nice full Coach K send-off. I mean, it's going to be, oh, my God. Remember the time yesterday, guys, when I said he's grown on me and I'm actually not that anti-Coach K?
Now you are.
I would just like to be honest. Halfway through the college basketball season, I'm going to be vomiting three times a week. He's nationally televised every game. They're already nationally televised practically every game, but it's going to be unbearable.
Well, you know what it's going to be? You don't even see what's happening here. We're going to go right from summer of K into winter of K.
That's a great point.
Fabulous point.
Yeah, it is a great point.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say they're a bubble team. There's a very good chance that if they're anybody, they don't make it. Is there anybody that's going to not get them in if they're on the bubble?
No.
He doesn't close. He's not closing out his career at the NIT.
No.
Although I got to tell you, don't you think it would be an amazing end to a Hall of Fame career if he was a bubble team and in the end they didn't get it and he, like, you know, as they're interviewing someone from the committee, he just like breaks into the door, the room, and starts pulling things off the wall and screaming, and security has to hold him down, and he's like, "By the love of God, I will kill you!" And they have to cut away as he's just screaming profanities, sweat, eyes bulging. He's getting tased. I mean, can you imagine the scene? Mickey's crying, and they just run the credits right over that. Thank you, Coach K.
Come on, do you even really? I know you're not a fan, but you don't want to see that.
No, they don't run the credits. They run that dumb song at the end of the CBS
championship. So as he's screaming by the love of God at the top of his lungs while holding a sharp object and getting tased, you just hear dan-dan-dan-dan-dan-dan as it fades to black.
No. The ball is tapped. The whole thing.
One shining moment?
Yes, yeah. One shining moment you play.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of one shining moment, I don't know if you guys watched the open of yesterday's game, but they acted on TNT like they were going to do a big Marv tribute, and they cut to a video of Marv, an awesome video of him at the Garden when he was really young, right at the very beginning. And I thought it was going to roll into a whole like best of, and it was just the one clip. I was disappointed. And they showed some more clips throughout the night, but Michael, we never got that moment, at least on camera, we never got that moment where the Garden honored Marv.
No, it didn't happen. It wasn't on camera because it didn't happen.
Are you shocked?
And as I told you, it would have been the thing to do, but...
You knew it wasn't going to
happen. Jim Dolan doesn't care.
It's disappointing, though. I'd love to see them start doing things like that you really don't expect them to do. Taking
on a
persona.
It is amazing. That's the first playoff game, right, that TNT attended. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they cared.
You know that the Yankees are on Sunday Night Baseball this weekend? Yankees Red Sox?
Yeah.
ESPN is not going to be at the ballpark. This is Sunday Night Baseball. Now Fox is doing Saturday, and they're going to be at the ballpark. ESPN's still not traveling Alex and Matt?
Yeah.
It's not. It can't be because of health issues at this point. It's got to be because of money.
Oh, or they just don't have it in place yet, and so they're just going with what they
place?
Have. Like, meaning they started the season planning to do this, and maybe they're saying, hey, at the All-Star break, we're going to change. But we're not changing right now.
See, I think Yankees-Red Sox would be a good time to change.
Yeah, but I think Peter's right. A lot of this stuff is done, like, way in advance, you know, booking the hotel rooms and stuff, and they probably just committed themselves that the first half of the season, they're not going to travel, and they probably have things planned for after.
Alice could make 3 phone calls to some friends and have 15 apartments available. I think they could get places to stay.
No, but it's not. That's not the point.
What's the point?
I just think they probably just made a commitment. We're going to wait till after the All-Star. Or they probably came up with a certain date, and they're not going to be like, "Well, Alex is rich and he can make some phone." No, it's just that's what we're going to do. And we're going to stick to our guns with this.
Alex could actually reach into his glove compartment and buy a penthouse tomorrow and have everybody stay there. But that's not even about ESPN. TNT had not done a playoff game in person. ESPN's been doing it.
No, you said the opposite.
No, ESPN is doing playoff games.
Oh, they're doing playoff games.
Mike Breen has been traveling.
Right.
Not all the time.
Yeah, well, not all the time, but a lot of the games they've done in person.
We believe we're being told that for round 2, TNT is going to start sending people.
Oh, that's glorious.
Well, now you're going to badmouth them when they're doing it?
I'm not badmouthing. Boy, when I say glorious, I mean it.
You guys think that we'll have another LeBron James game this weekend, or is tonight the end of the line?
That's it. Tonight's it.
I think the NBA wants another game.
I think they're sending
Dick Bavetta.
Well, you gotta. I need to know: is Davis playing or not?
I don't care if you're playing with LeBron; they're going to win tonight.
So you think Davis doesn't play? They go from losing by 40 to then just winning. I guess it's whatever.
Do you realize
it's back in L.A.?
This is the Condor.
It is the Condor.
To me, that is just – I'm hearing this too. Well, I'm never betting against LeBron James. Well, he's not inhuman. I mean, and also it puts a lot of – so if he doesn't come – this is what I want to know. For all the people that are like, well, I'm not betting against LeBron James, and then if they lose by 40, well, don't blame LeBron because he didn't have anybody. Well, what's the truth or not? If you're going to tell me that LeBron James is going to find a way, then he should be criticized if he doesn't find a way. Or maybe just the easy answer is he's 35 years old. There's nobody else on the team but him if Davis doesn't play, and it's a sheer impossibility to beat Phoenix. So what's the answer?
Say it the way you say it. Ask the question the way you usually say it. What's the answer?
What, that's the answer?
Yes.
But that applies that's the answer. I don't know what the answer is because – They fall all over themselves. Oh, I'm not betting against LeBron. LeBron will find a way. And then they'll lose by 30 tonight, and it's like, well, don't blame LeBron. I'm sorry, which is – I need to know.
All right, so I just got information from a person embedded in the business. ABC games were in person. ESPN games were not until tomorrow's game 6. Round 2, all in person, even on ESPN. And this person said he thinks it might have had to do with regional networks being there too – and figuring out spacing last minute to have both on site because things opened up short of abruptly. But that doesn't answer the Sunday Night Baseball question because all the booths will be empty.
And basketball on Sunday is in the afternoon. Hawks-Sixers, 1 o'clock. Mavs-Clippers, if necessary, would be a 3:30. But Sunday night, I can't watch Sunday Night Baseball, of course. I'll be watching Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather.
Well, that'll be over in minutes.
I hope you're right.
You know what I'll do for you because you're my friend?
Uh-huh.
You call me, I'll be watching, and I'll do the play-by-play for you personally.
Wow, that would be big.
You think now, I could make money off that if I sold that on Cameo? You want to hear me do Sunday Night Baseball on the phone? I'll do it.
I don't think you're allowed to.
Wait, so you're saying I would watch the Logan Paul fight and you would do baseball commentary for me?
Yeah, I would tell you exactly what's going on. Deep drive, left field, track, wall, see ya. Home run, Aaron Judge.
Wow, that was really good stuff. You should do that. Speaking of broadcasting, Amazon Prime Video is supposedly trying to back up the Brinks truck for Al Michaels.
Do you believe in streaming?
Yes!
Who in turn is going to take the money in that Brinks truck and bet it on the games that he's calling.
That's so serious.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just kidding. So, according to Marchand in the Post, I'm kidding at Jace, they have started courting Al Michaels to be the exclusive play-by-play voice for their Thursday night package. They've supposedly also reached out to Joe Buck and Ian Eagle.
Now, can I make a very harsh comment here?
Why are they doing this?
No. So, streaming is like hip and new and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going after a 76-year-old man, and then your other choices are two 52-year-old men. Wouldn't you want, I mean, they've got the package for 10 years. You think they're going to sign Al to a 10-year deal? So, why wouldn't you start and build with something new? Why wouldn't you go, I don't know, hire Ryan Rucco or something like that? Why wouldn't you go with a young guy? What are you going with an older person for? Don't you want to create your own thing? You're taking somebody else's thing because you're not creative enough to have your own?
And also, and guys, this is of all the opportunities to build up someone new, football's the easiest one because it's rating no matter what.
You could have Ollie do the games and people would watch.
But I think there is still that air of it not being legitimate because it's being streamed by certain people. And this by getting an Al Michaels, it's like, listen, this is big time. You know, this is just like the networks. I think that's what they have to overcome. Because the younger people, they're all in. They're already streaming. But if you want to win over the people that are apprehensive about it, the people that scream, oh, my God, the Met game's on YouTube. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Right, Peter? You bring in the guy that they're the most comfortable with. Oh, this must be legitimate. Al Michaels is doing
it. Yeah, but I would normally agree with you, Don, but it's football. They could have Baron Butter on the call. And it would be fine. I mean, bear no disrespect. You could do a great job.
But still have to get somebody to download Amazon Prime.
Well, so what? Is Al Michaels going to show up at people's houses and help them?
Yes.
Well, no, because now they might feel like, well, this is a legitimate thing. I'm going to go now. I guess I'll do it. I'll begrudgingly do it. I'll call my daughter to buy me the TV or the Fire Stick to work it. It's trying to win a generation of people that really think that they're landing on the moon with this. It's so easy.
Do you guys have Fire Sticks?
Yes.
Okay, I got like five in the mail the other day, and I don't need them, so I was going to give them to you.
Really?
Yep.
Why'd you get five in the mail?
I've got one because I did
something for Amazon Prime, and I
would take one. I only have Roku.
I'll give you one.
It's fantastic. It takes like literally 3 seconds to install. It's right there.
Not to mention, I got a guy who could jailbreak it for you guys, get you all the porno, whatever you want.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is this Dipperstein?
Yeah, my agent.
But that,
no,
that,
I got a guy. I got a guy. Don't you worry.
It's like the guys in Seinfeld installing the illegal cable. That's where I got my Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, YouTube TV.
Now you're not bootlegging. Awesome. You're not bootlegging the Disney Plus, are you? Because that's the company.
No.
Okay.
Because you could lose it all if you did that, and you should.
It was one of the great purchases the family's ever made.
That'll do it for ENN.
That's
right.
Oh, you could have gone right into the Don Show. There's no stopping now.
I got to make room for the Don Show on television.
I know, but they're never leaving us, so you could have kept going and going like the old days.
Listen,
ENN used to be a full Zoftig 45 minutes.
I've got people telling me to rap. I don't know if there's a conspiracy against me. Maybe people have decided that the less Peter,
exactly
the better.
What happened. You know what?
What?
While we were talking, Don was texting Andrew, tell him to wrap it up because he wants a full Don Show.
That's probably good. Well,
on.
You know,
I got the show now.
Richard's probably on the line already waiting.
Oh, Don and Dick Show. Can we play that, please, Anthony, as we go to break?
Who's that in the corner?
Stick around, guys.
Everyone gathered around. Trading their old sports stories. The many ups and the many downs.
It's the Don and Dick Show. Coming your way.
It's the Don and Dick show. What do you say?
So Jay really Sweat song, tweets, how are you guys going at the TNT? When are you guys going to return to the studio? All three of you all vaccinated. No excuse. The company hasn't opened up the studio. Yeah. Not
so,
us.
So there is an excuse.
Yeah, we're there's not allowed. An excuse, okay? We're not allowed.
How's that for an excuse, huh?
How's that for an excuse, Jay Sweat? We're not allowed.
But guess what? We're doing a show together for the first time in 15 months. On
and it's going to open on Monday at 2 o'clock. Tune in. A three-way French kiss between the three of us to show how secure we are in the vaccination.
That's not
although Peter's
happen.
A J&J.
It's not really anything about the vaccination. It's not a statement against the vaccination that I'm not going to put my tongue in your mouth. It's just a general disinterest.
I wish that someone had told me about this prior. I didn't know.
Well, you're out anyway because you have the J&J. I'm not that secure in that.
Really? You don't trust the J&J?
Excuse me?
You don't trust the J&J?
Well, I mean, I've seen there's been breakthroughs on the J&J.
You know, I've heard people tell me that they don't trust me because I'm a J before, but I never heard the J&J.
Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. J-O. Coming up, a very special edition of The Don Show, both on radio and TV on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.